And on Right Around Town this morning, a good friend. We actually, the last time we sat together was at the concert for the Guess Who reunion down at GM Place. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I loved it, Chad Allen. How are you?
Oh, just fine, Rhett. Just fine. How are you doing there?
What was running through your mind while we were sitting there? You had to be thinking of those days in Winnipeg and the basement and putting the first recordings out. How did that all get started with you?
Back in school, actually, I had all these little bands playing on these little amateur radio shows and sock hops, you know, dances and stuff like that.
Sure.
And just getting together with the guys and jamming. And I used to play at a lot of little parties, high school parties and stuff. I would take my guitar and
right.
People would gather around and sing and stuff. And it just kind of branched off into the, you know, the bands and stuff.
Well, who were the first guys that that you assembled there for the Expressions, as they were called then?
There are people that you wouldn't have heard of. Actually, the guys that were in there early, really early, were Jimmy Cale, the bass player, who's sort of in there with the Guess Who right now.
Okay.
And Bob Ashley, who was the piano player, they were in there more or less right from the beginning. And there was a fellow by the name of Johnny Glowa, G-L-O-W-A, who was a phenomenal guy. Unfortunately, he's not around anymore, but he was a tremendous influence in my life. And Johnny was in the band for a while, and a guy on drums called Ducky Donald, and all kinds of neat guys. And eventually, actually, what happened was Jimmy Cale knew of Randy Bachman.
Right.
And so Jimmy suggested we get Randy into the band, which we did. And then Randy knew Gary Peterson, of course, who was playing with the Winnipeg Symphony or Junior Symphony. We got Gary in.
Well, I never knew that part.
Actually, Gary is a tremendously knowledgeable drummer. He can read the music, of course, and nail the notes. And his dad is a very accomplished drummer.
Isn't
30, yes. Yeah, so.
It's unusual to have a drummer that can do that.
right, yeah. Very talented people, and Bob Ashley was a classically trained pianist, and he was really the underpinning as far as he had perfect pitch, and he could just, you know, pick off notes right off the record and stuff, and so he was really a great help.
It was quite the ensemble. Now, how did you get that first record cut, and where did you cut that?
Our very first record was, early 60s, a tribute to Buddy Holly. This was on Canadian American Records, if you recall.
Oh, yeah, Linda Scott used to be.
Linda Scott, yeah. Santo and Johnny.
Right.
Out of New York and Winnipeg, and hence the Canadian American Records.
Right.
And we went down to Minneapolis, Minnesota, a little studio where I forget the name of it now, but it was where Bobby V used to record and various people like that. And it was actually, these were cover versions. It was written by British, this one tribute was written by a British fellow, and it was called Tribute to Buddy Holly, very much into Buddy Holly, like really into Buddy Holly. So we recorded the Tribute to Buddy Holly, and also a Floyd Kramer type of piano instrumental, which we all wrote, which was called Back and Forth, which is on a flip side. And that was released in 1962. On that label, and it did really well regionally, actually, the Prairie Provinces and stuff, and got charted and on the radio and stuff, and that's basically how it started.
But that tribute to Buddy Holly, the English performer is named Mike Berry. I remember that recording.
Right, exactly, yeah. I believe a fellow by the name of Jeff Goddard wrote that.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, when it came to Shaking All Over, I'm right, it was Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, an English recording. How did you discover or stumble upon that?
Well, you know, Red, there was a record collector in Winnipeg who was one of my school buddies, and after school, I used to go over to his place. His name is Wayne Russell, and he still has an amazing collection of records, especially 50s and 60s.
Right.
And I used to go over there, we used to listen to or watch American Bandstand, and he would send away for records to England, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was getting records like Beatles stuff. We never heard of the Beatles.
No,
at the time.
No, who did?
No, he got all these tunes after. Wow, this is great stuff from England. And then he put on some records. Actually, it was an album. Anyway, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
Right.
And they wore the pirate clothing similar to Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Right.
And they're actually probably the premier British rock and roll show band. Anyway, they had this Shaking All Over. And I thought to myself, wow, this is a great song. I'm going to take it to practice to the guys and stuff. and which I did, and Wayne actually put on a tape. He put Shaken All Over. He put Where Have You Been All My Life by Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Right.
And, oh, I don't know, a couple of others. And I took the tape to practice, and everybody just loved the stuff. And so we started doing Shaken All Over on stage at dances and stuff, and eventually I recorded that in Winnipeg. And the Where Have You Been All My Life was actually was mistitled. It was called Till We Kissed. And titles got wrong and names got wrong and stuff. And that was actually the first single.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah. Did you get guys like, at the time, Daryl B. to play that on CKY?
Yeah, we did. Daryl B. and, I can't remember the names. Dennis Corey. Yeah. And at that
Jimmy
time...
Jimmy Darren.
Pardon?
A guy called Jimmy Darren.
Right, exactly. And that was a time, right, as you know, that you could play songs like... you know, 80 times a day.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
And it didn't matter. And so there was a lot, we got a lot of play. And we used to tie it in with song comps. We would have the DJ announce that there was a song comp dance, and the DJ would, you know, come to the dance and host and everything. So it was a lot of fun, actually.
Well, Chad, it's a great pleasure talking to you here this morning. And you're still active today. You're still out there. You're writing, I understand.
Still doing a lot of writing. Yeah, pop, rock and roll writing as much as I can. And playing concerts out there as well.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And a pleasure talking to you here this morning. And what a great story. I could go on for another half hour with you, I'll tell you.
A lot of stuff, really.
We'll have to do that, Chad. Hey, have a great day.
You too, Red. Thanks.
Bye-bye.